Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Professional Podcast. My name is Cristina Stefan, and I'll be your host today. I am from Romania, Transylvania, and I traveled to the United States several times. Today, I am so happy to talk with our awesome guest from Las Vegas, Mark Michael. Mark, with Preference Licensing, a licensed agency of advanced licensing. Not your typical business broker. He's back in Las Vegas after 9 years, and he's looking forward to extend his business network today here with the professionals. So welcome, Mark, to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for having me here. Look forward to seeing where this all goes.
Yeah, good. Perfect. We are really glad to have you here. And let's start by telling us a little bit about what you're doing. What's your profession?
All right. So what preferred licensing is, you know, again, it's a advanced licensed agency through advanced licensing. And what that means is a lot of people, when they start their business, they either start, you know, building it from scratch, from an idea, putting all the pieces together. You know, and sometimes it takes them a long time to find out that there's no way to make any money at the business. And then you have the franchise model, which typically is very expensive to get started in a typical franchise, but it does have the business in the box opportunity to where, you know, everything's kind of set up for you. There's guides on how to do it, but they charge royalties every month. You have to report all your sales, and then there's very little flexibility that you have to pretty much do the business as they're telling you to. Well, with the licensing model, it's a lot, you know, it's a lot more affordable to get started. You still have that business in a box to help somebody, you know, that's coming in with no experience on what to do, but there's a lot more flexibility and we never charge any royalties. So you get all the benefits of a franchise without all the costs of the franchise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so for the past 10 years, we've been building out our ideal furniture brand, which is, you know, putting people in the mattress and furniture business nationwide. We've got over 300 locations nationwide. And, you know, so that gives our owners, you know, great buying power as far as being able to access multiple manufacturers at what we call tier one pricing, which gives them a big competitive advantage. So, and now we're starting to launch a number of other businesses, including, you know, somebody that wanted to just do the sales and marketing like what I do. They can either start as an agent or become an agency owner like what I did. So,
oh, interesting.
The background of what we do, mm-hmm. and looking forward that we're constantly looking to add new businesses or find existing businesses that are looking for a way to expand without having to do all the typical start a new location up, hire people. So a lot of flexibility to be able to find a business that works for the person and, you know, what they like to do, where they're most effective at versus, again, starting from scratch and hoping it works.
Exactly. That's really interesting. So what do they need in order to partner with you or to become agents or...
So basically, like what I do is, you know, I'll be out looking for either an existing business owner or entrepreneur who's looking for a new opportunity, or it could be somebody that's, you know, maybe they've been in the corporate world for a long time and they want to invest for their own future in something that's their own. So then, you know, we'll kind of take them through, not so much an interview process, but, you know, try to get a good feel for what it is they're looking to do, what their background is, and see which type of business is best for their opportunity. Because, you know, some people, they want just, you know, the opportunity to earn income, but not necessarily do the day-to-day business. So we have a number of what we call our master license opportunities, where somebody could be, say they're the master license for Texas for Ideal Furniture. And then every time we add a new location within Texas, they get a portion of the licensing fee, but they don't necessarily have to do any sales or marketing. They don't have to open a store. So it gives them a lot, you know, so that's more of a passive investment. So we really have something for everybody.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting. Affordable and really easy to follow. So I think there is a lot of professionalism going on in from what you're telling us. Tell me what professionalism means to you.
I think when I hear the word professionalism, you know, it's really the way we conduct ourselves with, you know, with the public, whether they're a client, a prospect, somebody that we network with. So, you know, being open, honest, truthful, you know, and also being like more like what I do is consultative, but it's selling versus, you know, your typical sales guy. So, you know, I don't necessarily have to say, ooh, this is the business for you. Here's how much it's going to cost. Boom, boom, boom. It's okay. You know, find out where they're at, you know, as far as, you know, what they have to invest, what they're looking to make. And then we can kind of talk about the different businesses to kind of get them to where they're going to be most comfortable versus, you know, a typical sales process. So, you know, it's not like somebody's going to call me today and I could try to sell them into a furniture store today. You know, it's just not going to happen. There has to be that one-on-one contact, getting to know what they're looking for, and then helping them see how what we're doing is going to serve them versus, you know, just trying to push them into it. And, you know, part of the professionalism with advanced licensing, my parent company is, you know, they have things in place that, you know, to be able to, one, help somebody, guide them through the process of getting started, as well as, you know, after they're open, support afterwards. And as far as, you know, they actually put buyback agreements into the contracts, because some people get started and they're just finding it's just not for them. And there is a way that, you know, they don't have to lose their entire investment. So, you know, we find that, you know, by having, you know, the better business rating we have, we've been moving up on the Inc. 5000 for the last 3 years, that, you know, our reputation is more important than, you know, somebody that's dissatisfied out there. So we're willing to work with people to, you know, make sure they get what they're looking for in the business, do what we said we're going to do in the business. And if there's really doesn't fit, there's ways that they can actually get out of the contract without losing all their investment. So, you know, that's part of the professionalism is, you know, remembering that we got another person that's making a major investment in their lives, that we don't want to be the guys that took them for a ride and left them out in the cold.
Oh, yeah, that's so important. It's all about caring and all about helping each other. I really like how you put that in words. So what do you think are some great traits of great professionals?
I think, you know, part of that, you know, again, it's the honesty. It's the willing to, you know, make good on my word, as well as, you know, what our company is willing to stand behind what they're doing. That's real key. And, you know, also, you know, it becomes, you know, who am I being as a person, and, you know, can somebody trust me or not? You know, mm-hmm. Without that trust, you know, they're not going to open, you know, they're not going to open up, you know, to be willing to get in business with me, the company, and moving forward with us. So that's a big key.
Exactly. A big key. So I think you already answered this question, but I have another one for you. So how does the professionalism impact the work that you do?
Yeah, well, I think it impacts it by, you know, before I go into a phone call or go into a network meeting or going into anything where I'm dealing with other people, you know, I got to check my motives at the door, make sure I'm, you know, doing what I need to do to not cause a problem down the road. Because, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've run across it too, that, you know, sometimes we make promises in a business dealing, and all of a sudden the client's going, remember when you said this and you're going to get that, and all of a sudden it doesn't happen? Well, guess what? You're setting yourself up by not keeping those professional standards.
Exactly. I really like how you put that. And it's so important to keep your word, because this builds trust, and how important trust is in into the professionalism professionalism world. Yeah, so tell me about some professionals that you admire, or you have a mentor, or what guides you in this professional world?
Okay. Well, okay, so, I mean, fortunately, the two primary owners of Advanced Licensing are good friends of mine that I've known for over 15 years. I've watched the success that they've had in creating one of their other businesses before they started Ideal Furniture, which is more now into Advanced Licensing. So, you know, I've seen both sides of it. You know, my friend Larry, you know, he's the idea guy. He would be the one that's, you know, more personal in front as far as getting in front of people and talking to them about ideas. And then my friend John Bellaby, you know, he's the guy that could take somebody through the nuts and bolts of how to make this work. He's the guy that's, you know, really taken the idea of business licensing, you know, and really set it up to see that it's a proven model that works so people can have confidence in that. You know, I've also, you know, worked with a number of different people in personal development and sales through my time in business that, you know, having, you know, positive mentors, seeing people that are, you know, displaying the characteristics of professionalism and how they handle different situations, especially over a long period of time, knows that, you know, it sets me up to have the guide to follow, not just, you know, hey, I read it in a book today that I should do this and under these circumstances, but, you know, how did, you know, John and Larry handle a situation when there was an unhappy person that, you know, purchased into the business opportunity and for whatever reason it wasn't working for them, and how do they handle situations like that? So that's what's nice, having that within, you know, the people that I'm working with, you know, and mentors and people that can help me out going forward.
Nice, really nice. So you mentioned that they actually teach you how to handle a situation where the customer was not happy. So tell us about that. How would you handle a person that's not happy with your services? Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the beauty. I mean, I don't necessarily have the specifics of how they handle that particular one, you know, but they do have within our, you know, the contracts when somebody gets into business through one of our business opportunities, that they do have a guarantee, you know, there is a buyback, there is, you know, things in place for when things could happen like this. You know, it doesn't happen often, but, you know, sometimes, you know, people make that investment, and if they're not following through on their part, now they want to, you know,
turn it back to you.
You know, how they handle it. So first we're going to see if we can help get them guided, you know, into how they can, you know, have better, you know, greater level of success. And then, you know, if it's really becoming a battle of he says, she says, and, you know, we're more willing to, you know, find ways to satisfy them, even if that means, you know, they get some money back or whatever, just to be able to, again, protect the reputation of the business. And, you know, in the long run, it's a lot less headaches too, when we just, you know, be willing to be flexible to work with the people as, you know, difficult situations come up.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes when it's too difficult, maybe it's better for both parts to separate, unfortunately, sometimes, and to go different ways, different avenues. So, okay, if there would be an element of professionalism that could help anyone, like anyone, what would that be, in your opinion?
Well, like I just finished some training that I here in Las Vegas this week, and, you know, a big part of it was, you know, is if I'm working on myself to improve, you know, how I handle myself and how I handle difficult situations, more than likely that's going to transfer out to how I'm going to interact with other people. Again, whether it's a client on an interview like this, or, you know, just any different types of business situations that we come across, or as well as in our personal lives. So if I'm willing to work on myself, see where I can adjust to make my, you know, to where I handle myself better, where I keep myself in a better state of mind, it's normally going to be better for everybody involved.
Exactly. Nice. So where can people find you if they want to get in contact with you, if they want to find you? How people can find you?
All right. I mean, I've got, you know, my one website, preferredlicensing.com, which will take you over, be able to share some information there. Obviously by phone, 480-243-4006. That's probably the quickest and easiest way is just, you know, send me a text. Hey, let's set up a time to talk, and as well as via my calendar at preferredcalendar.com is another way. So those are the three ways: either website, write to my booking a time on my calendar, send me a text.
Awesome, great! Thank you so much for being a guest here today at the Professionals, and I'll meet everyone else next week for another episode of the show, The Professionals. So take care.
All right. Thanks, Christina. Good meeting you.
Good meeting you too.